Hello, sisters and seekers. It's Sister Amon from don'tperish.com, and I'm here with some sisters, and we're going to talk and share scriptures about love. Right, sisters?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good topic. And it could be like, if you look up love in the scriptures, there are so many of them, so we just each picked a few of them, and a lot of the love topics go from like loving God or God's love for his people or loving each other, godly love versus fleshly love. So we'll have like just various scriptures on love, and we'll just kind of go around and take a turn sharing on them. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so
his word is good.
Yeah, his word is good. Maybe one of you want to start? You two can go first, and then I'll go, and we'll just kind of go around in a circle. Sound good?
Yeah. Sister Nika, so you go.
Okay. Well, I have Matthew 5:44-45. But I say unto you, love your enemies, love them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which spitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. I really love those two scriptures because it shows us God's character and what we are to imitate, because God has great patience for all of us, and that's what I see here. I see a lot of patience. I see patience in a lot of things.
Right.
But, you know, it's easy to strike back, but it isn't as easy to be patient and be silent. It takes, you know, godly strength to do that. And to keep your mind focused on the Lord, no matter what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know, I just always loved that one because it just taught me who Christ was, you know, who I'm to be, who God wants me to be,
right.
How I am, how I should be to others, and, you know, taking the higher road.
Oh, definitely. That's a very high road. Go ahead.
It's like walking in the spirit too, isn't it? Because obviously the flesh wants to do things that shouldn't, but it's walking in the spirit. We obey the Lord, and yeah, definitely his ways are so much higher than man's. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are. And that love your enemy part, that can be a really hard one for people. Because, like you were saying, that's a high road. That's a tall order there. Loving your enemies when you want to retaliate. But, like Sister Kyle said, if you're walking in the spirit, not the flesh, which is something that we have to readjust our mindset on, maybe many, many times a day, depending on the people you might be dealing with, what your weakness in your flesh is. So, yeah, that's an awesome passage. I love that.
Yeah. Okay, it's probably my turn. I've got 1 John 4:7-12. A lot of different types of love in this one. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. And so, obviously, all good things come from the Lord, and as it says there, we know that his love was shown in sending his Son, and so that's him first loving us while we are still sinners, and now that we're in him, We get to love one another, and he teaches us that. And, you know, obviously it's not fleshly love, but godly love. Yeah. Loving him first, obviously.
Right. Amen. Yeah, I was just paging through that. Because he first loved us and he sent his son. So we don't even know what godly love is unless we are following after Christ and we're born again in him. We can't even know that godly love. It's like, it's a precious gift to us to be able to share godly love with one another.
Yeah.
Like he does. Yeah. Yeah, it is a precious gift that we don't want to take for granted. And loving one another, Jesus said that you'll know them by their love for one another. And it's something that's evident because of our works. We show it, we prove it, we've got fruit of it. The fruits of the Spirit within there come between us with loving one another. Yeah, it's pretty deep. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you
notice
it right away when people don't have that love. It's you see it quickly.
Yeah, you can. I'm sorry.
For the most part.
Right.
You know, it's just that they people who love like Christ do, they do things different.
Yeah, you know? And it's one of those things that if somebody's faking, you can't do it very long in the flesh. I mean, you can't have a godly love in your flesh without the Spirit. You could certainly try and fake it, but the Spirit, we know the Spirit comes to divide, and it's going to divide the evil from a person, and it will be revealed. And you're right. You can see the love between the believers. You can see if somebody's faking it or if somebody's not killing their flesh and learning how to love, because that is something we've had people that we've met that have the fruits of a believer, but yet they're lacking, I'm talking way in the beginning, they're lacking that love, but they want to learn it. And I'm one of them, and I'll say that was me. Way in the beginning, I knew what fleshly love was, but I didn't know what godly love was, and I had to ask him to help me learn how to love him in the way he wanted to be loved, because I knew it wasn't what I knew as a fleshly person being brand new, born again. And the depths of that love will come over time through experience, maybe being taught and seeing it in other people. And so there could be faults in a person when it comes to that love in the beginning, but it definitely, if you have the fruit of the Spirit, we all agree, I'm sure, you're going to see that love grow and be stronger, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We know it's like not just words, but actions, you know. It's not easy. You know, it's easy to say love, but you have to do the hard things, you know.
So
like serving and, being there through hard things and things. I thought of this scripture, 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously you have to love God first above people.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Love God, love your neighbor in that order, and it will fulfill the law. It goes down that way. Yeah, because you can't love your neighbor unless you love God first. And keeping his commandments is a fruit of loving God, which will then be loving your neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to read Romans 5:1-8. Therefore being, Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commandeth his love toward us in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And one of you just mentioned that. I think Sister Kyle, you mentioned about how Christ died while we were yet sinners. And
yeah.
So in that, we see the great love of God allowing us to be partakers of his divine nature. And the only way we get that is through Christ. And I was just thinking about this as I was going through there. It kind of shows part of the gospel in there too. I mean, there's so many of the scripture verses that do. But we don't get the love of God without Christ. So if we're not in Christ, we're outside of the love of God. And I wanted to go into how do we get that love? And that would be through the gospel, which I'm going to go through real just briefly here. The faith, we just read about that in Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and that he shed his blood for the remission of sins. And I'm going to read the verse that pretty much everybody knows, and a lot of people twist it wrongly because they don't finish the rest of the gospel with it. It's John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And many people stop there, but we don't. We saints, we press on through the rest of the gospel. The next part we need to do is repent, which is a turning of your mind, changing of your ways from your ways to the ways of God, having his mind and following after. And Luke 13:3 tells us, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And then in the scriptures we just read about the Holy Ghost, it talks about what that means is we're going to be born again or born from above. And we'll read John 3:3 for that. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again or born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And so we know in order to receive the love of God, we have to be in Christ, which means we have to be born again through his shed blood. And then if we are, we will obey him. Hebrews 5:9. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. And so as we go through this and we're obeying him and we're following after him, we have to endure in that saving faith and following after him. Matthew 24:13. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And so the focus is the gospel, and it's the hope of eternal life that we get through Christ. And so when we read through that Romans 5 there, to get the Holy Spirit, we have to be in Christ. And the love was Christ that came to us to pay for our sins, the love of God who sent him, and the love that we get from God through Christ. There's a whole bunch of love in that passage. I love it all.
Yeah, I know. I love that scripture.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, another thing on love, since we're talking about it, the best love we can do for our neighbor is give them the life-saving gospel, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely. It's eternal.
Yeah. Okay, so who would be next? I think Sister Nikos, you probably have another one.
I have Mark 30-31. Everybody knows this one, but I love this one. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And I love that one because it just... You know how, like, everybody says God is love? He is. But, you know, we have to love him. This is about us loving him with everything that we have, with our life, everything, not just what we want to choose. And, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Love how Christ just kind of like narrowed it all down when he was asked about this from the Pharisees. And I think it was the Pharisees. And because it just kind of takes everything in. And I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, being like Sister Michaela, like Sister Kyle was saying, it's love is an, you know, it's an action word. It's not just words. It's through everything that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say there's not much left if you love him with your heart, soul, strength, and mind, right? What else is left?
Right.
It's like every ounce of your being. And that would kind of go along with picking up your cross, deny yourself, lose your life, drop it all, drop your nets, turn, follow Christ with every single thing that you are. Yeah. And like you said, not just picking and choosing what you want, what most people do.
He's worthy, though.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he is. Yeah. That's awesome. I love that. Thanks for sharing that.
That'll go along with this scripture I can read. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You know, because people say, I love God and love God, and it's just like human love. And like, I know I've read this scripture hundreds of times in my life, and I didn't used to know how we love God, you know, even though it says straight there, keep his commandments. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. So it's talking about God's love for his saints. So, yeah,
I love
it's
that
pretty
one.
Clear. It's pretty clear, keep his commandments, how we love him with all our being, like you shared, Sister Nikos.
I'd love that. I picked that one too.
Oh, okay. I think it's several scriptures that state that exactly. Yeah.
And I think that after I became truly born again, I like you said, I really didn't understand that scripture either until I became truly born again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
it's pretty clear.
It is clear. It's pretty black and white. It's pretty simple and it's pretty basic, isn't it? It's not complicated at all, is it?
No.
We're blessed to have his commandments.
Right. His word. So we keep his commandments. Really, now, what might be a little vague is for somebody new who doesn't know all the scriptures, what are the commandments? But if you keep digging as you grow and mature, you'll understand what they are. And you obey them as you walk and learn, right?
Yeah, have that willing heart to do it.
Yep. Killing our flesh as we go, that's our living sacrifice to him. And then it's our reasonable service, too. We're not doing anything he hasn't already done. And he'll help us and show us in the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He will teach us all things, doesn't he? It's awesome.
Yeah, we have to examine ourselves. To it all.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love that. I'm going to go to, let's see, Luke 7:44-47. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou did not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. And so, I love the verse 47. I love it all, but 47, I was just going to read that part again. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loved little. And this was a big verse to me, because I can relate to that woman having so many wicked and vile sins in my past, and so much, a mountain load of sins were forgiven of me. And so we do have a great love for him. And it does say, to whom much is forgiven, they will love much. And you can just see, I love the picture of that, her on her knees before him, crying tears, wiping and washing his feet, the lowest of the low, a humble woman, thanking him, praising him, and loving him in that manner, whereas those who thought they were godly did none of these things. And so it's like a stark picture of who really loves, and she loves a lot. I don't know. And then I guess I was kind of thinking about this, you know, she did that and it was a good example of how we should be. And then what did Christ do to the 12? He washed their feet.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of, that's a love in itself. Look what Christ did. He not only died on the cross, before that, he got down on his knees and he washed their feet. Whereas we mere human beings ought to love this creator, this God who created all things. We should be on our knees before him. But yet, what did he do? He did so many different things for us. So how can we not love him who first loved us and showed us how to do it? I don't know. It's just, it's awesome.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the, was it the 10 lepers? They only one turned and thanked Christ.
Yep.
For healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he asked where the other 9 were. Yeah. It certainly shows your heart or their heart, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, to whom much is forgiven, they'll love much.
Yeah.
So that's what I have for that one. I'm sure you sisters probably have some more.
Let me see. I guess I'm next, right?
Sure.
Yeah. We have 1 Corinthians 2:9. And I love this one. But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. For God has received them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Yes, I love this one so much, because after I became truly born again, it was like, wowed by the Lord. It was just like so much. He's showing me so much through the Spirit, and it was amazing. It was huge to me. And it still does it to me today.
I'm still
amazed at all he did, and I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting so much as I received that he gave to me.
That's a good way to put it. And we're not even worthy to have all that revealed to us, are we? But yet he does it anyway. What a great gift of love to know and understand his word, and it helps understand who he is, even if it's only a fragment of what we can comprehend of him, you know?
Yeah. And he's gone to prepare a place for us, and he's coming back.
I love that. I was thinking about that too. That's love too. I mean, wow.
Yeah, I know. There's that scripture that says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Yes. Oh, I love that one too.
Yeah. It makes you want to rejoice. In fact, we'll end up doing, I'm sure we'll do an audio and read a bunch of scriptures on rejoice too at some point.
Oh, that'll be good.
Might be a little bit higher volume one then, because we get a little excited.
Okay, so I've got the next scripture.
Okay.
If you're finished on that one.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Oh, that's an awesome description of godly love, isn't it?
Wow.
Long-suffering, kind, envies not, is not like prideful, seeks not her own. That goes along with serving.
Mm-hmm.
Not the easily.
Actions are loving me.
Right.
Rejoices not in iniquity. Rejoicing in the truth. Yeah, all that. It's awesome.
Yeah, I would say that passage right there, if somebody struggles in the flesh when it comes to having fleshly issues to deal with, if you read that, there's quite a bit of rebuking in there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There could be. That ought to help straighten out the mind of a person, what love really is. That's awesome, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot in there. I love that. And endureth all things.
Patience and long suffering.
Yeah, we've been talking about patience lately, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's a good one to remind ourselves every day. Well, you know, if we were to sit and remind ourselves of all the things that are good to remind ourselves of every day, we'd be here all day long just reminding ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
Good one.
Well, I have a good one here. Well, they're all good. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I like to think about that because the fear that we might have is replaced with power and love and a sound mind. And if you have all that through the power of God, wow, what can you not overcome?
Yes, it's we just saw that this weekend. We just saw that recently, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the love that's in there, it's a love from God. It far surpasses any other kind of love that mankind can have. And it doesn't encompass fear. Well, there's that one, perfect love casts out fear. And so that's where you get some of your power from, your strong mind. You've got a soberness about you, and we keep our focus right. We don't get swept away in the flesh, walking in the spirit, not the flesh.
Yeah.
Yes. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Like the boldness it talks about in Acts, you know, Holy Spirit gives it to us. And if you know it's right, you know, you're doing the truth, and you can't have that boldness.
Oh, right. Right. The Spirit will rise up within you or give you that strength, and you can stand against anything that's coming to you. Well, look at David. Look at all the examples we have in the Bible of the people who, well, we're talking about the weak things confound the wise. Look at all the people and the examples in the Bible, how they stood against all the odds. Because of the power of God behind them, because they loved him and he loved them, yeah. And he gave it all to them.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It is.
And did you sisters have any more, or?
It's not particularly.
I have any more. Well, I have just in case ones.
Oh, okay, because I have a couple more, but I didn't know if you sisters had any more, or I know we could be here all day, and we kind of limited ourselves, and we forced ourselves to only pick a few.
Yeah, you go for it.
Okay. By this, John 13:35, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love for one to another. And so we talked about this in another audio, how that's how I could tell before I was truly born again that I was with false believers, because they didn't have love. I saw it, like, it was like so quickly I could see that it was not that love. They had partiality.
Mm, yep.
You know, it was more like a social club.
Yep.
From what I saw, it wasn't true Christ believers.
Right.
So it helped me to have discernment.
Yeah, that's awesome. God uses those things to help us, doesn't he?
Yes.
To let us see. Yeah. Yeah, you'll know them by their love for one another. And we were talking about that, your experience, and I've had that too. And you can see, I know Sister Kyle as well, seeing the lack of true love in people, the godly love, because they're not keeping his commandments. Because if they were, they would end up having that true love. It's
Yeah.
pretty easy to see.
Yeah.
I have another one. It
Yep.
is Psalm 18, 1 through 3. I will love thee, O Lord, with my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I love that. He's like everything, he's all of it. How could we not love him?
That's a wonderful one. I love that too.
Is. We could be in the Psalms day after day after day, couldn't we? Right. Yeah, there is. I had one more, but I didn't know if you two had any more.
Ahead, sister.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That's right.
You would try to be careful not to talk over each other. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and his mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations. Yeah. Just another one on love, and it's like a promise in there to a thousand generations. His love will be ongoing. It's never ending. It's unfailing. We can trust in him on that. As long as we're in Christ and following him and we're following, keeping his commandments, we can rest and trust in that love that he will have for us. And that love encompasses admonishment, chastisement, rebuking, but yet comfort, strength, peace, joy, all of those things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome promises from him. Well, I didn't know. Did anybody have anything else to share on that? On that
I'm
topic?
looking up more, but no. Well, we could keep going and going and going.
We could. I know. It's hard to stop, isn't it?
Yeah. It was hard even to choose. It
It is.
was so many.
Well, these.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's all good.
Oh, okay. I was
We
just
can.
going to say, I really enjoy doing these because it's just digging into the scriptures, just kind of rejoicing, lifting him up, sharing,
Yeah.
bringing things to light, reminding us of things. And oh, I love that scripture. And oh, yeah, that's right. And they kind of all go together and just nice to share, isn't it?
It
Yeah, edifying. All right. Well,
Yes.
I think that's it for tonight then. Thank you, everybody who's listening. Hopefully, it's been edifying and encouraging, just like it was for us, looking for the scriptures and sharing them, right, sisters?
Yes,
That was
it was.
awesome. All right, we love you all. May God be praised.